Well, every week we always get someone from the official opposition NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, and we are joined online right now by Christina Gray. She is the NDP's labor critic and also the MLA for Edmonton Wildwoods. First of all, Christina, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me on, Kyle. Pleased to be here.
And well, the main topic we want to discuss today is paid sick leave. This is something that the NDP has been pushing for a lot, with the legislature now back up and running again this week. So this paid sick leave bill the NDP's put out there, why don't you kind of take us through what's sort of the main gist of what we got going on here?
Absolutely. So paid sick leave is really, really important, particularly right now during COVID-19. When the public health orders say if somebody's feeling sick, they need to be able to stay home. The challenge we have is a lot of people in Alberta don't have access to paid sick leave, and particularly low-wage Albertans who have been hardest hit by COVID-19 don't have access to paid sick leave. So what we've done is drafted a bill that can be introduced and debated in the legislature that would provide 10 days of paid sick leave to any Albertan who's ill or in quarantine, and it reimburses the employers that cost to be able to support both the workers and the employers with this important policy that makes a huge difference. Other provinces have already done it. Ontario, British Columbia, Manitoba, Nova Scotia, you'll notice those are conservative, liberal, and an NDP province, so it's not a partisan issue. This is really just something that works and helps people to do this right thing and stay home, particularly given that the federal Canada Recovery Sickness Benefit program hasn't been very good and hasn't been used as much as we thought it would be. So provinces are stepping in, making sure employees are protected, and it helps with the COVID-19 response. So we think it's a great idea, and we've been talking about it a lot.
And as you mentioned there, you know, several other provinces have put in similar legislation. This bill you guys have right now, how does that compare to what we've seen in other provinces?
So ours is a little bit different. First off, when it comes to reimbursing the employers, other provinces and our program are using the workers' compensation system, a system that's already set up with a lot of our employers able to quickly get money and reimburse out to them. So that's similar. Where our program's a little bit different is we are proposing that we entirely replace that federal Canada Recovery Sickness Benefit. That's the one that employees can apply to. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't keep your full paycheck. You only get a portion of what you would have made, and that can be a big problem for people, especially right now when times are so tight. As well, there are delays in it getting paid out. And so our program suggests, let's negotiate with the federal government. Let's get that money that was allocated and planned to support Alberta workers, but let's put it to better use. And let's supplement it with some provincial contribution to make sure that all workers can stay home when they're feeling ill. We think that this is going to be an important temporary measure during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it makes a real difference, because when someone gets sick and they're not able to work, that doesn't mean that their bills stop. They are going to need that support, and right now there's a real gap in Alberta for support for workers to be able to stay home.
And you talk a little bit there about a lot of those low-income workers, because a lot of them, you know, it's like, well, I'm not feeling that great, but you know what? I still got to pay rent on my apartment, and I got power bill to pay. Got to go to the grocery store, get food on the table. So all this kinds of stuff, especially for those low-income workers. And with this bill you guys have proposed there, how much of a benefit would it sort of provide to kind of workers in those situations?
Well, one of the real keys to make sure people stay home is it makes sure that they keep their full paycheck. So that's a big part of this bill, making sure that somebody isn't facing a financial loss when they're doing the right thing and staying home because they woke up and they had a cough or a sore throat. Unfortunately, those financial difficulties, having to pay rent, having to be able to put food on the table, are some of the reasons why sometimes you see people going into work when they're not feeling well. But certainly, we've learned through the number of waves during COVID-19 that if we work together as a community, if we support each other, we can get through this. This is a really important measure that would support both workers and employers and our COVID-19 response. Other provinces have done it. It feels a real gap The federal program isn't a good one, and it isn't working. And so we just need to make sure we're doing everything we can to support our workers and then our employers during this pandemic.
So the one thing we've seen a lot from the UCP government of the provinces about all about, oh, we want to keep the, you know, keep the economy rolling and protecting the economy and all that stuff. Now, with this, again, going on the paid sick leave topic, how much could this benefit the economy when it comes to sort of keeping these workers healthy?
Well, everything we can do to decrease COVID-19 helps the economy. I mean, it's completely linked. And we've seen jurisdictions that do a better job controlling COVID-19, their economies are doing better. So I think that's a really important connection to make and to think about as we consider paid sick leave as a potential policy. As well, I mean, the amount that this policy will spend is going to depend on how well we do responding. And the great news is, in some jurisdictions where they've put in paid sick leave, they've seen a 50% reduction in COVID-19. It stops the spread when people don't need to worry about that paycheck and are able to stay home when they need to. And it applies to so many different work environments. But I have to say, particularly here in Alberta, where people work for, you know, weeks on, weeks off, or 14-hour days, I mean, a day of work means a lot. And having to miss that and not getting your full paycheck is a huge barrier. And I think we just need to have that honest conversation about it, recognize that for particularly low-wage Albertans, where rent is due, that this could make a huge difference.
Whenever we have a guest joining us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to end things off with some personal questions. Now, we are coming to crop up on summertime here in Alberta, and a lot of us have different activities we like to do when the weather's nice in the summertime. What about you? What's kind of your, go-to summer activity?
Oh, I'm a big fan of going for walks with friends. I'm big on the summer festivals, but I don't think that's in the cards. Some of my favorites have already been canceled, but certainly spending some time outside will be good. Maybe a little bit of a camping trip later in the summer is something I'm looking forward to.
Spending time outdoors, we do have some good-looking scenery up here in the Peace Country that you might want to check out if you're ever in the mood to come up here for that. Anyhow, NDP Labour critic Christina Gray, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Thanks for having me.